Dude.
Yeah.
Dude!
What?
Welcome back to I Just Had a Terrible Thought, the spookiest show on the internet.
The spookiest show.
My name is Spooky Kyle.
And I am Spooky Ryan.
Hey, Ryan, what's going on?
Hey, not much. How are you doing, Kyle?
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm still not smoking. I had my first soda in 2 weeks today, but it was a Coke Zero.
A Coke Zero, Kyle.
Yeah, so it doesn't really count.
It kind of counts. You're still doing well.
Are you calling me a cheater?
A little bit.
All right. So what's up with you this week? I haven't seen you since last Friday. What's going on?
Just doing my grocery stuff. Living with Aldi's great. She's fun.
Really?
The cats.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
I got the cats still.
You have cats?
Yep. I got the cats in the apartment and the thing that I do.
That's cool. Yeah. So you live with a girl.
Two girls.
Oh, shit. Really?
Yep.
Who's the other girl?
Aldi's mom.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, she's not a girl. She's a woman.
Good point.
And have you seen her naked yet?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? What do you think?
I don't.
Does it look like some kind of rock formation?
Yeah, it's
lots
a lot
of crags.
Big grassland.
Does it look like the aggro crag from, what was that show? Never mind. It was on Nickelodeon.
It looked exactly like that.
Guts.
Yeah, a lot of just hanging out on the breeze. Crag. Gets a lot of drifting.
Lots of hot magma flowing from her nether regions.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Bats.
Bats, especially this time of the year.
Yep. Well, this time of the year, the bats dress up.
Like what?
As cats. They're cat bats.
Yes. Yep. They don't have any legs, Kyle.
Bats have legs. Bats have two legs and two arms, which are wings. But they have fingers. That's like how the wings work.
Oh, you proved me wrong once again.
Yeah. They have legs. What do you think they hang upside down from cliffs by or from vaginal flaps?
On their wings.
They don't hold on. Well, they curl their wings
up. What do you know? These are special, all these mom vagina bats. These are mutants.
They're pubic bats.
Yes.
Like pubic lice, like crabs.
Mm-hmm.
There's got to be another name because pubic lice are not actually crabs, but they call them crabs. There's got to be another name for pubic bats, like birds, you know, like because they got to have the wrong name,
the
wrong animal name.
They're highly evolved and highly deadly. That's all I know.
Do they have vision, like excellent vision, or do they use echolocation?
They often see me from miles away, so I believe it's good vision.
Do they also use echolocation? Do they have big ears?
I haven't conversed with one, so I don't know.
You know how some bats kind of have like, there are the flying foxes, they're big and their faces look kind of like little dogs or foxes, but then there's also like the shitty little bats that have the smushed up gross faces like monsters. Which kind of face did they have? Or do they have their own different kind of face altogether? Like maybe it looks like a baby seal.
It looked exactly like Aldi's mom, just on a bat.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Really? So it's Aldi's mom with wings.
Yep.
And no legs, apparently.
No legs.
They hold on by their wings, like the little yes. finger stubs on the end of the wings.
Yes.
They hold on to the labia.
You're painting
majora.
A beautiful picture. They hang from the stalactites coming down from the vagina. Mm-hmm.
Which is dried vaginal lubricant.
Mucus. It smells pretty foul.
There are mucus
foul.
Membranes in there.
You
wouldn't think so because it's so dry.
There's quite a bit of stuff in there, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, there are a lot of things in there. It's a diverse ecosystem.
I'll say.
Yeah. You know that, have you ever seen that Planet Earth? They did a whole segment on
I don't
that.
Get Disney Channel.
Oh, but it's on Blu-ray.
The channel?
Yeah, the entire channel.
I don't get that one either.
What is that, Sweet Life of Zack and Cody?
Yes, I have all four seasons
Blu-ray.
On DVD. Yes.
Is that even on the Disney Channel?
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't know if they've ever used
I think it's Nickelodeon.
Aldi's mom's vagina as a set or not. Probably for a Halloween episode. What the?
Who's that?
What's up, guys?
Hey!
What's going on, man?
Nothing. I didn't think you were coming. You were a little bit late. I didn't think,
what?
Shit.
Are you doing the show without me?
Well, I didn't, you know.
Come on!
Listen, I run shit.
Who the fuck is this guy?
Are you recording?
Okay, hold on.
Who's this guy?
This is bullshit.
Okay, this is...
All right, what the fuck's going on here, guys?
Well, I didn't think you were coming, and I was sick of your bullshit.
I was running a little
late.
So
I brought in a replacement, your understudy.
Oh, this is... This is the other guy.
This is what he's been waiting for. He's been studying the part, the role.
Nobody can replace me, Kyle.
Oh, shit.
This is, okay, the understudy. This is my roommate, Mike, who I've mentioned a few times before. He's the asshole who's leaving me in the lurch in March, April-ish.
May. Yep.
Yeah.
Let's jump right into...
What? Jump right into what?
Sorry.
How much...
I got to explain who he is now that your ass decided to show up and ruin everything.
We really
that
didn't
had
think...
had already happened. We didn't. Were you posing as me, Mike?
We didn't think anybody would notice the difference.
I see. Okay.
Barely noticed the difference myself. He seemed
suck.
To know everything you would know about all these moms' vagina.
Yeah,
oh,
I forgot to talk
fuck
about
that shit.
I hate fuck that
Cut
thing.
That out. Cut that out.
I hate fucked it like five times.
Really?
See, now he knows hate fuck. He knows the role. He studied the show Bible.
All right.
He knows the role. He knows the backstory.
Well, all right. I'm going to... So what's going on?
What brand of potato chips did you make a sex toy out of the packaging from?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Lay's.
Oh, okay. So he hasn't fully... It's Pringles.
Oh,
but
well,
you'll get the hang of it. That's not something that would normally come up. That's from way back.
To be honest, I've done it multiple times with all kinds of bags.
You did
see,
say,
now that's good improv, though.
Kyle, you did say bag.
Yeah.
It was a
canister.
I said package.
Package, that's a bag.
Package doesn't mean bag.
Well...
Package means box, bag.
I suppose.
All right, sorry about that.
You would know
this
about
is a package.
The packages.
Nobody can
you?
See what I'm holding up, but it's definitely not a bag.
You're holding a
it's
very
a prescription
tiny
pill bottle that I was doing vodka shots out of.
For anyone listening, there's a thing of vodka near Kyle. What's going on?
Yeah.
I'm getting drunk.
All right, finally. Yeah. Jesus. Welcome to my world.
Vodka has no carbs.
What?
So it's like a diet drunk.
I love it.
So happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
Huh? What's everybody doing for Halloween? What are your guys' plans?
I'm going to a party.
Yeah?
Well, I host the party. It's I'm going to the bar.
That's not a party.
I know.
That's called going to the bar.
I know.
That's just being a drunk.
Yeah. What else are you going to do? Stay home and dress up?
Are you dressing up?
Yes.
Because I got the Facebook invite and it said dress up and go to the thing. Yeah. I'm not dressing up. I'm not gay. What are you dressing up as?
I'm not sure yet.
Is it going to be Franken-zombie again like last year?
No.
Just completely green?
No.
You don't know yet? It's tomorrow.
Yeah, I know.
That you're going.
I've got a lot of props, but I'm not certain how I'm going to configure them.
You've got a lot of props.
I've got masks. I've got a couple wigs.
You're not going to be that evil clown again, are you?
I don't know. It's pretty scary.
Don't rule it out.
Yeah, but it's also a complete cop-out.
I ripped the hair out, so it's like a different mask.
Oh, it's like a totally different mask.
Yeah, it's creepier.
Evil bald clown.
It has no hair.
What about you, Michael?
I have no plan. Just got to work and then come home and cry myself to sleep like usual.
Yeah.
That's lame.
Yeah.
You guys suck.
Well, that's my plan on Halloween. Whoa. But tomorrow, Saturday, I'm going to the bar with Orion.
I would love to go to the bar, but I am not
underage,
of age.
Yeah. Underage, because you are a little baby.
Yeah.
That's why you don't know Guts on Nickelodeon.
I know that
Because you
show.
Were like five.
You guys, you remind me of those people that are like, I don't do costumes. And I don't know if you guys knew, but those guys are really...
I'm just lazy.
Faggy.
I'm just lazy and
it's
I'm really...
It's one day out of the year.
I'm just lazy and I'm really jaded because every time I tried to come up with a costume as a kid, I couldn't make it work. Like we talked about this before. One year I wanted to be a werewolf. I ended up painting myself silver because everything kind of didn't work out and people thought I was a robot. There was one year I wanted to be Mondo Gecko from the Ninja Turtles and I ended up painting myself green and I had a skateboard that was actually a piece of cardboard and nobody knew what I was supposed to be. Of course, nobody knows what I'm even talking about now. I'm sure Mondo Gecko, nobody knows what that is.
I do, Kyle. It's okay.
No idea.
But I've tried to be lots of things as a kid and it never worked out. And so now I'm like, why bother? Like last year, the closest thing I did to dressing up was I put like some black eyeliner kind of stuff on and smeared it so it looked like I'd been crying and then faded that to red so it looked like I'd been crying blood.
Hey.
But that was it.
At least that's an effort, yeah. The people that show up. What do you... Oh, you didn't bring a costume? Oh, this is my costume.
But I also wore sunglasses, so you couldn't even tell that I had any makeup on.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah. So maybe if they're not completely like sold out or whatever, maybe I'll grab a makeup kit and make myself up as a really bad zombie or something.
That'd be cool. Yeah. They're cheap. As long as they do
What's
something.
What's Aldi going to be?
Because
last year I did Aldi's zombie makeup.
She's going to be like a devil.
A devil?
Yeah.
A sexy devil?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah she's a girl.
It's going to take a lot of work.
All the costumes for chicks are, you know, slutty.
That's one thing I won't do is I won't buy a costume.
I'm not all about that either.
I'll put it together.
They're
but I won't
shitty
buy
materials,
one.
Yeah.
I'd like to buy a costume that's like Iron Man, but just like a big iron, like your iron clothes.
Oh.
One of those.
Yeah. I think
you know what, Mike? You and I should get one of those like lock and key costumes or plug and socket, you know? Those, they're couples costumes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like milk and something else.
Milk and, no. Not like milk and, no.
Nope.
Although milk and cow would be a good one.
Peanut butter and jelly?
But no, I mean, not like that. I mean the ones that are supposed to fit into each other. Like it's a sexual innuendo
you
joke.
You can be a dick and you can be a vagina.
Basically, but that's too obvious. Yeah. You got to go with the, like I said, the lock and key.
A black man and you can be a jail.
Yeah, you things that go in each other. Yeah, exactly. Well, in and out. I guess black guys get paroled.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
I'll be Kyle for Halloween, and Kyle can be a potato chip.
I'll be a priest, and you'll be a boy.
Ooh.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. I like this.
Every year I've wanted to be, the past like 4 years, I've wanted to be Jesus, and Aldi would be Mary, and we'd make out like at whatever party we were at.
Mary or Mary Magdalene?
What?
Yep. All right.
Jesus
That's
Christ.
Cool.
No. But, it's my mom.
Mary Magdalene. And I'm not a biblical scholar or anything, but as I understand it, she's the woman that supposedly was like Jesus' love interest.
I see. Yeah. Mary.
But you
mother.
Meant Mary, his mother. Yes. So it's
Get
gross.
It?
It's not just blasphemous. It's gross.
Yeah. But yeah, she won't do it. Nobody will get it. She says.
Is it really incest if it was a virgin birth?
Mm.
That is one for the ages.
Think
or is it like
guys.
Extra incest because there's no, there's no other DNA. So you're not just half that person. You're that person.
It's super incest. What? Because it's magical.
I'm pretty sure.
If we had Jesus's DNA, do you think we would have half of God's DNA?
Probably 2/3 of it.
So like if, like if we could kind of just kind of extrapolate from there, we could clone God.
Ooh. I think so.
Let's figure this out, guys.
We could just plug the holes with frog DNA like in Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And we'd clone God. Except God would be able to change gender at will.
Yeah.
And then God would reproduce and we'd have to abandon the island altogether. Bible Land, the amusement park island where God is kept behind an electric fence. What are we? Was that an air horn? Or
that was a monster.
That was God.
That was God.
That was God. God doesn't want to be fed. He wants to hunt. God damn. This is fun. This is fun. So I wanted to do all kinds of Halloween-y stuff this week, but I don't have a lot of Halloween-y ideas. There is one thing that I found when I was looking for Halloween-type things on the internet. I went to Halloween.com, of all things.
Generic.
Yeah, Halloween.com is a horrible website.
It is.
Up in the upper left-hand corner, it says SantaClaus.com, PhoneBook.com, Hurricane.com, and Thanksgiving.info, which are all other kind of blatantly obvious domain names that the people also own. It says, hope you had a wonderful Halloween. Remember SantaClaus.com for Christmas. And then there was a little banner somewhere that said, it's never too early. And it was writing letters to Santa Claus. Like the whole thing is just fucked up. But one thing, there's a section called Costume Ideas for the Disabled.
No shit.
Yeah. Nice. So it says, costume ideas for the disabled. For people with a handicap or disability, finding a good Halloween costume can be a challenge. We've put together a few ideas below to help you or someone you love out. The costumes range from quite simple to very elaborate, depending upon your inclination and time. We also have pages for more handicapped costume ideas, ideas for costumes for people using walkers, and costume ideas for people using wheelchairs. The Halloween.com forums also have a section to discuss these types of costume ideas. Another thing that I'd like to point out is that there's a Halloween live chat. on this website. Ooh. Presumably this website doesn't go down when Halloween is over. So like sometime in June, you can be like, I want to talk about Halloween live with people
live. Yeah.
I can't imagine there's ever anyone in there. Plus you have to register. So I know there's no one in there. Anyway, here are some of their disabled Halloween costume ideas. The first one is wrap a foot in an ace bandage, get some mittens or a ski hat, instant injured skier costume.
That's fucking lame.
That's Jesus. Not really a costume. That's just clothes. Yeah. And it's also kind of like a sad costume if you think about it. Like, I'm handicapped. I'm in a wheelchair. I can't walk. And I'm pretending to be somebody who could walk in like a month, you know, when I'm healed.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad to that's me somehow. Sick. Another one is a drummer costume. Attach containers, for example, ice cream containers, empty paint cans, to a wheelchair with rope, duct tape, or similar material. Use a hula hoop with cardboard for the bass drum over the front of the chair. Use paint brushes or large pencils for drumsticks. Dress in appropriate attire for the music to be played, for example, rock, 50s, etc. So
I like that one.
So cover yourself with cylinders.
And drummer on the go. Drummer. I got places to go and I got a drum.
Drummer on the go.
Again, though, you can't use your legs. What's the point in even having a bass drum?
Where's your kick pedal?
Why even bother?
Shut up.
My favorite one is the next one, which is Fred Flintstone and car costume. Obviously, dress as Fred with a pre-purchased costume. Create the sides and top of the car from cardboard or light wood. Ditto for the dash. Cover the ditto for the dash. Create the sides and top of the car from cardboard or light wood. But what am I going to do for the dash? Ditto for the dash. Oh, thank God. They covered nice. That. Cover the side wheels in gray plastic. Voila, Fred Flintstone driving his car. Again, he drives it with his feet. Which
it?
Yours don't work. These all seem designed to be mean to the handicapped.
Very insensitive, yeah.
King or queen and throne costume. Wrap the back and rests with gold or silver paper. Attach garland, plastic jewels, and the like to the cart. To the cart? It's a wheelchair.
Pull them around.
To the cart. Dress up regally in velvet or velour. Buy a crown and scepter and even the costume at a costume store. That one, I guess, is okay. At least it's not like... You know, at least it's meant to be sitting and, yeah. And it's not like doing anything. Like, to me, it's like, the rest of the costumes are kind of like if you were like, you could be a soccer player who never gets put in the game, you know, sitting on the bench. That's what they all sound like to me. Another one is a pumpkin costume, which is funny because like anybody could be a pumpkin.
Yeah.
Get a big orange leaf bag, cut a hole in the large end and put it over a wheelchair. Instant pumpkin or instant sack of shit. For someone on a respirator, here we go. You know what I'm most concerned about when I'm on a respirator is what I'm going to be for Halloween. Yeah. For someone on a respirator, you could be a deep sea diver or someone with the bends, decompression sickness.
Oh, that's funny. That's real funny.
You could be a deep sea diver who's in horrible, you know, in horrible condition because they decompressed wrong. Basically, you can be you, a mutilated, half-alive person. If you have more ideas or want to talk more about it, come and see the Halloween.com forums costume section. So that I thought was funny.
That's
their costume
good.
Ideas for the disabled.
That's great.
You know what this reminds me of, though, is a couple years ago, my work always has, every year they have a Halloween costume contest.
Mm-hmm.
And most people don't really participate, but a few people will. And a couple years ago, one of my coworkers who had cancer and has since died, which is sad.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time, she always wore a wig because she had lost her hair.
Yeah.
And I had never seen her without the wig. Well, she went as Nosferatu that year, took the wig off. You know, the old school black and white vampire with the pointy ears and the bald head and the pointy fangs. She went as Nosferatu and took the wig off and painted herself all white. And I thought that was funny, you know, for this cancer victim who's ashamed, apparently, of being bald because she got a wig, but it's worth it to her for the Halloween costume. I think she probably won. And I also think she probably died that year. Mm. So I guess
it went out with a bang.
Last hurrah. Yeah. You know?
Mm-hmm.
God.
I feel like having cancer gives you an unfair advantage in any kind of contest, you know?
Yeah. Like, that's bullshit.
Well, she tried, and she's probably going to die soon, so...
Winner!
It really wouldn't be fair not to let her win.
Yeah.
Oh, well, anyway.
Cancer patients always cutting corners.
Yeah. Cancer patients always cutting corners. Yeah. Yeah.
Finally, benefits.
Yeah. Well, after begging on the Twitter for voicemails this week, we did get one.
Yes!
From our good buddy Gavin, also known as Half Left.
All right.
So here's that.
Hi, Kyle. Hi, Ryan. I just saw your message on Twitter asking for voicemails, and I had Skype open, so I thought, why not? I'll leave a voicemail. And my question to you is this. It's Halloween coming up, and I know Halloween's like a big deal in America, but over here it's not so much. But I recently moved to student halls, and obviously any excuse to go to a party or go out and get drunk, etc. And the 11 girls I live with coerced me into going to this stupid, like, student night called Fuck Me, It's Halloween, which cost like a tenner to get in, which is stupid, I think. But then the other day, a friend of mine managed to get tickets to see the Philharmonic Orchestra do James Bond themes in Royal Albert Hall. So I kind of bailed on my roommates to go see that, because it would have been free and awesome. But... that's since caved in, but I've already given away my Halloween ticket thing that's stupid student night. So instead, I'm just going to like a quiet house party. Did I make the right choice? Because, you know, there's going out with 11, you know, roommate, drunken school girls, or there's, you know, going to a house party, which I actually prefer, to, like going out clubbing and that, because I don't know, that's not really my thing. Yeah. So, how are yous? I'm fine. See ya.
I'm good. You guys?
Doing well.
Sexy voice. God damn.
Yeah, you like his voice?
Yes, I do.
You wanna sex him up? Did you understand what he said?
For the most part, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what do you think? Well, first of all, you know, where do you live that you live with 11 female roommates?
He said student hall, so I'm assuming on campus
somewhere.
Yeah,
but that's not like usually how that works, is it? Maybe in England.
In a building like where there happens to be 11 women.
I'm going to university, staying in the dorms, you know, with my 11 female roommates.
You know.
I'm sure
you
know. There's an amount of boys there,
that's,
too.
Well, that's, there are so many girls in England that they have to pack them in like that. One guy to every 11 girls. In the co-ed dorms. I don't know. Anyway, that's not even the point. Do you think he made the right decision?
Well, Mike?
He said he didn't like clubbing, so I mean, if he wants a quiet night, then yes, he did.
It sounds to me like he obviously made the right decision, because he said right as he was ending it, like he answered his own question.
But I
chose to do this, which I prefer. Well, then yes, you made the right decision.
Agreed. Thank you, guys.
You should sweep in right when those 11 girls are coming back from the party and do them all.
They're already drunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
And he's maybe less drunk because he was at the quiet house party.
Mm-hmm. Having good conversations.
So he's just sober enough to take advantage.
Yes.
Oh, come on, guys. British
of
chicks, come on.
I don't really? Even know what that means.
Really? British chicks.
I don't know what that means. They are slutty.
Ugly.
Oh,
I don't know.
True.
I don't know.
There are some hot British chicks. They export them mostly. So those 11 probably aren't. But
I don't know. I shouldn't say that.
They send them all here.
Yeah. You're dating a Bosnian. What is up with that?
Whoa,
yeah.
whoa, buddy.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I'm sorry. Is that uncharted territory?
Rock people.
Rock people. Yes. Yes.
They live in rocks. They eat rocks.
We live in caves.
They're made of rocks.
But we got Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
We ride donkeys, but we have cell phones.
Yeah. They're
we
like,
talked about this.
They're like, you know how the, have you ever heard that the Egyptians invented toothbrushes or something like that?
Never, but
okay,
go
whatever.
On.
You guys are like, well, maybe not both of you, but you fucking, like, I say things and you're like, what? But dude, I've never heard of things.
You're a bigger sponge, Kyle. You absorb more.
Apparently.
Bunch of
I'm
useless
a small,
shit.
Yeah, I don't absorb the good things. You know, the things, like, I can barely remember what day it is
brushing
half the time.
My teeth. Where the fuck are these toothbrushes come from? Fucking Egypt?
Egypt.
Of course.
Duh.
No.
Hello. Have you ever heard of, there are these pots or vases or vases or whatever from, like, way back that had grooves in them. They were, there was like straw bristles or something when they were being spun. You know, like in the movie Ghost, they're making pots. They have the wheel.
Yes.
They're spinning the clay and molding it up.
Mm-hmm.
They were made kind of like that, like on a wheel. and there were these little bristles, and it was thought that if you tried to play the grooves on a record, you could hear like ancient recordings. Have you ever heard of this?
I heard of that, yeah.
Okay. See, it's not related to anything. It's just something that I would have thought a person might have heard of.
You told me about it. I would have never heard of that.
Okay.
What sites are you going to? The good ones.
I don't know. The good ones. I think I saw that on MythBusters. It's not like it's obscure information.
Okay.
God, what were we even talking about? Oh, awesome. How did we get from awesome him going to a house party?
Gavin's voicemail.
What toothbrushes? What are we talking about?
Did he make the right choice of staying?
How did I get onto the Egyptian toothbrushes?
Because you say stupid shit all the time.
No, I had a point.
No, you were talking about how we just don't know shit that you know.
I started talking about that because you didn't know what I was talking about. What was I saying?
British chicks.
Exporting them.
No.
Come on, Kyle.
I guess it wasn't important.
Okay.
It
usually isn't.
But I was saying, like, you know how, like, they say, like, I was trying to think of, like, you know, ancient technologies that were more advanced than you would expect them to be. What were we talking about?
British chicks.
Fuck you guys.
I don't remember.
You suck.
Really technology or vaginas?
I hate you.
Oh, no, we were talking about Aldi and Bosnian stuff.
Right.
Oh,
yes. We were talking about caves. Having the iPhone and living in caves. Yes. I was going to say that they're kind of like, it's kind of like that ancient technology sort of thing, you know, like, oh, like the ancient Chinese. The ancient Chinese have all these secrets, supposedly. Like they were so much more advanced than we are. They have all this secret knowledge that we don't know about. It's all bullshit, but that's like what the Bosnians are like. Like, we live in caves, but we have cell phones. Anyway, long way to go for that. Did we answer his question? Yeah, you made the right decision because you said yourself.
I totally would have gone with the girls and had a miserable night, but got some pussy in the end. So
there's no guarantee. I mean, he lives with them. If he hasn't gotten it yet, there's no guarantee that that's the night.
You don't know that.
Well, maybe he has, in which case it's a little weird.
He has standards, damn it. I don't know that he has standards. Stupid. I don't know.
Maybe he doesn't have standards.
Maybe he doesn't. I don't know.
We don't know.
Call in again there, Gavin.
Tell us if you have standards.
It's called Fuck Me, It's Halloween. So it's pretty as guaranteed as it gets.
I don't know if that's what that means.
Girls don't
I think it might be
shit.
Like, oh, fuck me.
It's Halloween again.
Yeah.
Oh,
fuck. I don't know if it's like have sex with me. It's Halloween. Like, kiss me, I'm Irish. I don't think that's the same. Yeah. In the interest of moving on, I have a video I'd like to play for you gents.
Yes. All right.
I'm going to have to turn my monitor so you guys
can
see it.
Everyone huddle around.
All right. Can you see that?
I'm going to have
Michael.
You're going to knock over
alarm clock on the floor.
I got it.
Oh, I wanted it to fall. Okay. So here we go. It's called Rotationplasty Mayo Clinic.
Oh, I've seen this one.
You have?
Nope.
It's pretty good. It's kind of creepy for Halloween. So we're going to have to kind of describe what's going on because it's pretty visual, and I will post it in the forum so you guys can see it later, but I think you'll get the idea from the audio.
Am I going to shit my pants?
I don't think so. Rotationplasty.
With a rotationplasty, part of the leg, usually including the knee, is removed. The healthy lower part of the leg is rotated so the foot is facing backwards and attached to the remaining leg or thigh.
This is a real medical operation.
Then functions like a knee joint.
Okay.
The nerves in the foot.
What it's showing now, this is all just diagrams, but it showed like a section that's basically just the knee of a leg being taken out. And then they take what's left of the leg and move it up so that now you have a baby leg. And plus your foot's on backwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is an operation they do to people. It's called a rotationplasty. Anyway, here we go.
Continue to provide information to the brain to help with balance. The blood vessels also remain intact. This operation is typically performed on children between the ages of 5 and 12.
Those poor children.
The goal is for the repositioned ankle to be at the same level as the opposite knee when the child is fully grown. Sometimes an additional procedure is required to achieve this goal.
Okay, so the idea here, from what I gather from what's being shown, is that the ankle, like the heel, essentially becomes a new knee. I don't know why they start doing this.
Yeah,
you know what was wrong with the old knee? But effectively, the heel becomes the new knee. And so where your toes are is kind of like your shin, sort of. And they put a prosthetic on there. And so it kind of works like a leg, only you've got a stump, but it's actually feet. It's actually toes. But this is all still diagrams so far.
Okay.
I was only in third grade, and it's a big deal for third graders to understand. And so they brought someone, and they showed a video, and they explained to them that it would look a little different, but that I was still the same person I'd always been. And for me, I didn't even think about the fact that it looked different. I just got right back into my normal life, and as soon as I accepted it, everyone around me accepted it too.
The muscles in the ankle joint must be gradually stretched through exercise and physical therapy before work on a prosthesis can begin. The prosthesis fits
I'm adding
over the
music
foot and extends
because it's creepy.
The prosthesis is
did you see her foot?
Yeah. Ankle,
which now acts
I got to go back and see her foot again because I was busy pulling up the music.
The muscles in the ankle
look at this fucking foot. It's this baby leg with this fat ass foot on backwards, and she's putting it into the. She puts a sock on it, and now she's putting it into a prosthetic.
Extends up the thigh. The prosthesis is hinged.
And you can see how it works now. See how the heel is like the knee.
A person with a rotationplasty is able to move the prosthesis
much more easily. She's on an elliptical.
Medical marvels, man.
And now she's running, and it looks really retarded. This is the best part.
Oh my God.
She's wearing a bathing suit and like limping around on the fucked up foot. Like she's on one knee and on the fucked up foot. I gotta see that again.
Some sort of reverse donkey midget. Like,
she's walking on the reverse foot.
And control it much better than a person with a typical.
Okay, there's the running again. I went back too far. There we go. Look at that. Oh, that is hot.
Having rotationplasty has allowed me to do anything that I would like to do. I am able to ride bike and rollerblade, play soccer, go hiking, go fishing, climb mountains, anything that anyone can imagine I am able to do.
Sometimes the bones don't fuse properly after a rotationplasty.
Oh, no.
Especially if chemotherapy
is given.
Another surgical procedure.
Would they have knee cancer?
Maybe.
An individual's medical condition may or may not make a rotationplasty an appropriate option. Discuss your options with your healthcare team.
I am thrilled to have a rotationplasty. I count it as one of the greatest blessings.
It's fucking sweet.
She's swimming with that weird fucking baby leg with the backwards foot. Okay, I'm going to turn the creepy music off, but
okay.
So
what do you
guys?
So why did she need the surgery?
I don't know. They never explained it.
I'm able to climb mountains and rollerblade. You could do that anyway. Yeah, you normal leg. You fucking
used to have a leg. Now it's gone.
Why?
I don't know. There must be something wrong with the knee, but they never explain it.
Jesus Christ! Oh.
Why would you ever need a rotation plasty? Well, why not? Why wouldn't you want one? You get a crazy baby leg with a backwards foot. It's awesome, dude. Could you imagine if they did a double rotation plasty and you had two backwards baby legs?
We represent the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild, the Lollipop Guild.
Jesus.
So, I mean, I don't have a ton to say about the video. I just thought it was really creepy. And
that was really strange.
Picture the entire Nazi army with that surgery marching along.
It seems like an inhumane experiment. it looks like some Island of Dr. Moreau shit do you ever see the fourth Alien movie, Alien Resurrection? There's that scene where they show all the failed clones.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
I don't recall the scene.
They cloned Ripley, and there's this scene where in this lab where they have all these failed clones, and it's just like mutilated monsters and things.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what it reminds me of, just flesh blobs.
There must be something wrong with the knee when it comes out of the birth canal, like it breaks or bends backwards or something, so they take it out and
cancer?
Put the ankle in place.
Yeah.
Or cancer or a tumor or something.
I don't know. That's crazy.
But I do know a lot of times when babies are born, legs or arms, whatever, get caught and they bend. And since the bones are so soft that they just fuse in that direction or whatever. So if they're going incorrectly, I mean, they might just like cut it out.
Sweet.
Yeah. It probably happens more than you think.
Is that what happened to you?
No. He does walk a little funny.
All right. It's your guys' turn to entertain me.
All right. Go, Mike.
Mm-bop, something, something, something. Mm-bop. I don't know. I
knew you're old this, enough to remember that?
I knew this would happen. He just wants to hear his own voice.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm so smooth.
All right. Orion, I know you have notes. What do you have?
What do I got?
I got news stories and stuff, but what do you have?
I just wanted to mention this. This week, I was approached by a MILF.
Oh.
She was hot.
That is a mom I'd like to fuck.
Thank you, Kat.
For those of you who aren't in the know.
But she came up to me while I was at work and asked, well, here's the scenario. I think this would work better. She comes up and goes, hi, could I ask you a question?
Would you like to fuck me?
No. I'm looking for the Powerballs. Oh, I'm sorry. I meant power bars, but she's looking me up and down.
Looking at your balls at the time?
No, well, maybe.
Looking for the power cock. I mean bread.
It was like that, yeah. I'm looking for the power balls. Power bars. I'm so sorry.
I'm looking for the sexual intercourse. Cheerios.
You know, forgiven. You know, it slipped. Whatever.
Maybe she was thinking lottery.
Maybe.
She's a gambler.
She was thinking about me, maybe. But she's looking
You're
at me.
In a monogamous relationship. Okay. You shouldn't be hoping for those things.
That's true. But then the weird part is after that, she goes, I tell her where they are. And then she kind of just leans over and goes, so, what's up?
Now that's funny. And what was up?
I said, and I shit you not, what did I say, Jesus? I said, just working hard, filling holes.
Wow. Wow, you're like the cable guy in a porno.
I know. It was so bad. She doesn't know what that means. I'm just filling holes, you know, like...
Hey, I'm the plumber. I heard you needed some pipe laid.
Yeah. Get a big wrench.
Yeah. Oh, but, bring it over here, big boy.
I hope to see her again.
Hey, could you show me where the sausage is?
But yeah, that made my week.
How'd you know she was a MILF?
Because I wanted to...
Did she have a kid with her?
No, just her.
Maybe she was just an ILF.
Ripe of age, yeah.
God damn you, Kyle.
Or a lilf, a lady I'd like to fuck.
But she was older, right? She was maybe like 30.
Well, that's why I said lady. I don't call young people lady.
She could have been an ilf.
A lilf.
A lilf, yeah.
Or a wilf.
What would an
woman
ilf be?
I'd like to fuck. A wilf. An ilf would just be, I'd like to fuck.
Jesus.
I think you are an ilf. Because you would like to fuck.
Yeah. So that's that was my week.
Good.
What else do I have here? I just want, I wanted to throw this in. did you know that Conan is coming out with a new show on TBS?
Yeah.
Coming soon. Well, he wants to use the masturbating bear.
Yeah, and NBC owns it.
Yeah, but...
but he's going to do it anyway.
Yeah. Can you imagine the conversation in court? Oh,
yeah. Didn't he say something about that? Like he wants to do it if only because he wants to be able to show up to court and say, you know, sir, this is my masturbating bear.
Yes. In the case of masturbating bear.
That would be great.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah.
That's good.
What do you got?
Well, while we're on the subject of just random shit, I have another video that I kind of want to play. It's about World of Warcraft.
Oh man,
which I don't know much about. Mike, have you ever played World of Warcraft? You're a PC gamer.
I played it till a level 7, and I said, "Fuck this."
Okay, well, you might maybe know more about what this guy's saying than me, but I kind of doubt it. But this is from BlizzCon 2010.
I think I saw this.
The red shirt guy.
Yep.
Yeah, oh. I love this guy just because of the way he talks. It's insane.
Never in the know.
Just listen.
Hello.
This is like a panel at a convention, and he's asking like the creators of the game basically questions. Mm-hmm. So this is okay.
Hello. I just finished reading The Shattering yesterday, and I noticed something. It said
Orion's dying.
Alstad Wildhammer was going to be on the Council of Three Hammers, but in the beta, it's Kurdren Wildhammer, and Falstad is not.
This is entirely serious. He's not kidding at all. He's 100% serious this whole time. And I heard that
Wild Hammer Man Hammer said to Dark Elf Hammer Stone Stein that, and I'm confused because why? Okay, there's more.
It's Kurdrin Wild Hammer, and Falstad is not in the game at all. What happened to him?
Isn't Falstad dead from Day of the Dragon? No?
These are like the creators.
No, he survived.
They don't know, but he does.
From Day of the Dragon? No?
No, he survived, and in fact, he was the leader of Airy Peak and Vanilla WoW through Wrath of the Lich King.
Right, of course. Right. Yeah, Alex, what's up with that?
Thanks for pointing that out. We're going to get that fixed.
Thank you. That's it. That's the whole... I love that guy. So awkward. Like, that is... Like, I took a test once that said that I probably have Asperger's.
Really?
And I see this guy and I go, I don't know. I don't care what I have. Because I'm 1,000 times more human than that guy.
Hi, my name is, and I want to talk to you about video games that I played one time. There's a guy in the video game that I played, and I wondered where he went.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay,
that
Jesus,
poor
dude.
Son of a bitch.
So how do you feel as a PC gamer, Mike, hearing that?
Well, I'm not a PC gamer to this level.
No?
I mean...
Do you have any idea what he's talking... I mean, I know what WoW is, and I kind of know what he's talking about when he says things. Like, I know what Wrath of the Lich King is, but when the whole beginning part, I know he's talking about a character, but that's all I know.
There's like a miscontinuation of like where this character is.
I mean, I get that. I get that he's saying this character isn't here and he should be. Where'd he go? And they're like, didn't he die? And he's like, no... I get that, but I don't know. It just...
Well, I don't know. There's like four installments now? I don't know much about WoW.
Just listen to the damn guy.
I just finished reading The Shattering yesterday, and I noticed something. It said that Falstad Wildhammer was going...
I can't watch this with a straight face. It said that Falstad Wildhammer...
The fucking names, man. I've never been a high fantasy guy, you know, the dragons and fucking swords and dwarves and orcs and things.
Really, me either. I'm not at all.
But the fucking names, it's like they're making fun of themselves. It's like the guys who are making the game are like, wouldn't it be hilarious if we had a guy whose name was Wildhammer?
Yeah, it kind of would. All right, let's do it.
I'm his biggest fan.
What if we made a character whose last name was Trollsbane? Yeah, do it, man. They'll eat it up.
Yeah.
I love that. I've seen people who sound like this guy. Like they over enunciate, but they have no cadence, no.
Me and Orion work with one. I don't know if he knows offhand,
really?
But yes, we do.
Yeah. It's that kid that's like,
do I know him?
Do your impression, Mike.
I can't even do it now. I don't even remember.
You can do it.
Give me like 2 minutes and I'll come up with it.
Okay.
But yeah, it's very, every conversation is a struggle to not punch him in the mouth. It's painful.
I would have a really hard time talking to this guy.
Like, hey, Ryan, are you going to the bar tonight?
Yeah.
Me and some of the friends are going out, and I thought it would be a great time.
If that's what he sounds like, though, he still sounds way more like, that's like... There's some character to that, you know?
Yeah, but it's stupid substance. Shit where there shouldn't be any character.
Oh, I'm sure, but at least there's, like, this guy's like, he's like a robot.
He's more yeah.
And I went to the store, and I don't know what, I forgot what I was going to buy, and so I had to go home and ask my mother what she wanted me to buy, and then so I went back to the store with a list.
Yeah, he's definitely
and I
not.
I bought it.
This is why I'm terrified to have children. Because what if they
because
turn into that?
If
fuck?
It came out like this, I would drown it in the toilet.
After you,
I wouldn't
shit,
even
man.
Waste clean water on it and just drown it in the toilet.
Oh man,
the nearest body of water I could find at short notice. Oh wait, there's like a follow up video. The red shirt guy speaks out.
Oh no.
What
Hello, I am what the internet has dubbed the Red Shirt Guy. I have made this video for a few reasons. First, to clarify on my voice. As you can see here, I am talking normally. I sounded so strange in that initial video, because one, I was really,
I sounded so strange in the initial video because one, I was a robot and still am a robot. Shit, I was not supposed to tell you about me being a robot. Let me start this video over.
Really nervous, and two, as I was talking, I could hear how strange my voice was sounding on the microphone.
Can you hear it now, idiot?
And that made me even more nervous, making my voice sound weirder. Secondly,
I'm very, very nervous talking about being nervous, hearing my voice sounding nervous, and that's making me sound nervous again. Oh, I've completely defeated the purpose of this video.
Clarify on the debate that's been going on in the comments about whether or not I have some sort of mental illness.
Yes, I told you, Asperger's.
Asperger's.
See, if I have Asperger's and this guy has Asperger's, then I have it to such
a
minuscule level.
A whole lot of Asperger's.
Like, this guy is nothing but Asperger's. Like, this guy is concentrated Asperger's.
Yeah, yeah.
So if I have Asperger's, I'm good. Like, I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Yes, I do indeed have Asperger's, and I cannot relate to humans. If it were up to me, I would exterminate them because they are inefficient.
That is partially why my voice sounded so robotic when it's nervous. Fortunately, I have a minor to mild case, so it's not as bad as some might be.
Minor to mild? I must not have it, then. Good God. I would hate to see a severe case of Asperger's. Are you actually made of metal, then? Is that what it is? A severe case of Asperger's is Skynet. It's Terminator 2.
You're killing me.
Fortunately, oh, I have a mild case. I'm okay.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I'm sporting the official Asperger's haircut and and acne. His skin actually looks like it's cleared up since BlizzCon.
Just wanted to get that out.
Is that also him beeping?
I will not say
it's his video. I don't know what it is. It might be.
4.
If you can hear the high-pitched beeping sound in the background, it is a noise that I play. It is a regular digital sound that plays at a regular interval. It keeps me calm and collected so that I don't Asperger out.
Perfectly normal.
You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
I do not want to be constantly messaged. But I will say my World of Warcraft guild's name. They are Carpe Imperium on Malfurion, U.S. If you are interested in World of Warcraft, which I know many people who actually like the video and are not just making fun of me are, and are on the Malfurion realm, you should give them a message.
You know, the funny thing about that last statement is that he's probably right. Like, there probably are a bunch of people who watch that video and they're like, I don't get it. Why does everybody think this is funny? Like, I'm
what's so weird
genuinely
about
interested in this question. If I had been there, I would have asked the same question. I was also wondering what happened to that guy with the hammer name. If this was not an impression of one of those guys, I would have actually known the name. Yeah, so that's that guy.
All right, thanks, Kyle, for that.
You're welcome. I have some spooky news stories, some kind of creepy news stories, if you're interested.
I am.
Like, here's a good one. And last time I went to this page, it started playing an ad, so I'm hoping it's not going to do that. It was an ad with audio, like a video, and I couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
Which is really fucking annoying.
It happens.
The Great Jersey Shore Martini Contest. I don't think it's going to play anything. Anyway, the article is titled... That's a vodka burp. That's not what it's titled. It's titled, Baby Dies as Family Leaps from Balcony to Escape the Devil.
All right.
That's kind of spooky, right? That's spooky.
Oh, God.
A 4-month-old baby was killed and another child seriously injured when 11 family members leaped from their second-floor Paris balcony in an attempt to flee from what they thought was the devil. The bizarre incident was sparked by a wife who began screaming, "It's the devil! It's the devil!" when she woke to see her naked husband moving around the room in the dark, the Belfast Telegraph reports. The man had gotten up to feed their crying child, so she wakes up. Her husband's naked, doing normal stuff. I mean, he's naked, but he's also French, so whatever. He's trying to feed the kid, and she wakes up, sees him, and goes, "Fuck, it's the devil!" that's kind of crazy. Anyway, the man ran into another room where 11 other family members... What is this, Paris or Mexico?
Yeah.
11 other family members were watching TV. The man's sister-in-law grabbed a knife. See, this is where I get lost, but let me keep going. The man's sister-in-law grabbed a knife and stabbed the man in the hand before others pushed him out of the door of the La Verrière apartment. See, this is where I get lost.
Yeah.
His wife just woke up. She might be in kind of a weird dream state, you know. Mm-hmm. She sees a shadowy figure. She goes, it's the devil, it's the devil. He goes into the next room where 11 other family members are, and they, I guess, heard her saying, it's the devil, it's the devil, and they can't use their own eyes. So they're like, she said it's the devil, and it just came in the room. Stab it! So they stab him in the hand.
Jesus.
Okay. When the man forced his way back in, because they kicked him out, they pushed him out the door. So there's like time here, you know, mm-hmm. where they could have figured out, oh, that's that guy we live with. Nope. So they pushed him out the door. He forced his way back in. They all began screaming, Jesus, and jumped in terror off the balcony onto a parked car some 20 feet below. Here's another place where I get lost. The naked man also leapt from the balcony. What the fuck? So all these idiots, they think he's the devil. They're trying to get away. They yell, Jesus, jump off the balcony. He's like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I guess I'm jumping too. Ah!
You know he's saying things. Are they not listening? Like, no, what are you talking about? Maybe, I didn't hear that. You were the devil.
Maybe he's saying, I'm the devil. You know, maybe that's the part they left out. Like, yeah. He was like, no, yeah, I am the devil. It's true. Stab me. 8 others were injured in the fall. According to police, there was no evidence of hallucinogenic drugs or unusual religious rituals. A number of points surrounding the incident remain to be cleared up, I'll say.
Yeah.
Police said, but the incident seems to be an apparent case of mistaken identity. That's a quote.
Nice.
An apparent case of mistaken identity. That's insane. And there's so many parts of that I'm just completely confused about. I mean, you know, I know there's a little bit of a culture difference between America and France, but I don't think that much.
Wow.
I almost can't believe that's real, that actually happened.
Can you imagine seeing that, like, here?
Just people like, starting to come out the balcony.
Thump, 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 naked bodies.
I could sort of understand, like Aldi, she has sleep paralysis, where sometimes you'll be like kind of hallucinating when you're awake, you can't move, but there's some hallucinations involved. I could see like you being up and her, you know, suddenly not being sleep paralyzed anymore, but having come out of that and going like, it's the devil.
Yeah.
But if there were 11 other people in the apartment and they also went along with it, that's insane. Mike, have you ever been accused of being the devil?
No, not as much as I've
Have
like
you
to
ever
be.
Met the devil?
Not yet.
Have you ever went down to Georgia with the devil?
No.
Have you ever the devil?
Wait, what?
Yep. That last one was a trick question.
This is where you say, fuck you, Kyle.
Fuck you, Kyle.
Stop with your smart stuff.
Should I do another story?
Go for it.
Let's see. Surgeon cut off testicle by mistake. Body found in barrel in convicted murderer's Houston yard. Russian bears treat graveyards as giant refrigerators. Salad dressing used by Florida teen in store holdup. Stop me when you hear something interesting. Japan's suicide forest.
Ooh, Japan. Okay. Suicide forest.
We'll stop there, I guess. It's the wheel of stories.
Yeah.
It's taking a minute to load. Basically, the story is there's a forest in Japan. Here we go. It's perhaps the most obvious setting for a horror movie imaginable. And it's real and incredibly grim. There is a thick, in places nearly impenetrable, forest around Mount Fuji, and it's the most popular place for suicide in Japan. It's the second most popular place in the world behind the Golden Gate Bridge. It's a popular site for suicides. Basically, people just go there and commit suicide. And there are like skeletons and things in the forest.
Jesus.
Like annually, they go through, the police go through and like look for bodies. They only do it once a year because there are so many suicides. Ugh. They'd be there all the time.
Ugh.
There's an accompanying video that I haven't watched. I have no idea if it's any good or if it's garbage. It's like 21 minutes. I don't think it's worth fucking with.
Yeah, don't play that.
But that's basically the whole story. So you stopped me on a kind of a lame one.
I'm sorry.
But there's a forest in Japan where people just go and commit suicide. And they're just skeletons laying around in the forest.
I'm pretty sad. This feels right.
It's like a trend, you know, like they've heard about it.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like I've heard that other people go here to commit suicide. I guess I'll go here to commit suicide. And it seems to be what the kids are doing these days. Speaking of trends, here's another video that I'll turn the monitor so you can see it, but you don't really need to see it. It's a hot new dance craze hitting the South.
Ooh.
It's called Movin' Like Bernie, and it's based on the movie Weekend at Bernie's. Now, Mike, are you too young to know what Weekend at Bernie's is?
I've seen Weekend at Bernie's.
Okay. Listen, the song is about this, too. Moving like Bernie. Moving like Bernie. Hey, yeah, so walk, you gotta dance too. You gon' start moving even if you ain't playing too. Believe it or not, it's easy, it's steps 1, 2. Your head back like a nosebleed coming through. Knowing you, you are. It said tip your head back like a nosebleed coming through. So what they're doing, because you can't see it, obviously, listening. It's the song is about the dance, and the dance is Weekend at Bernie's is a movie from the 80s. It was a comedy where these guys are carrying around a corpse, basically, yeah, and making it look like it's alive. They're moving it around like a puppet. And the dance that these people are doing is like dancing around like a dead body being held up by people. Like they're leaning backwards kind of with their head tilted back and just kind of shrugging around and flailing about. Like they're not in control of anything but their legs kind of.
But with rhythm, yeah.
Yeah, but with rhythm to the song.
Yeah.
And they're moving like Bernie. It's a weird place to take dance inspiration from. And you would think, like, it would have happened already.
20 years later.
Yeah, like, all of a sudden, it's moving like Bernie.
Well, what do black people do when they get bored? Apparently, this guy...
They watch Weekend at Bernie's.
Damn, it's long, Bernie can dance.
It's long been a tradition in the African-American community to watch Weekend at Bernie's when bored. But only recently, as a young entrepreneur, taking it upon himself to create a dance based on the classic African-American hit, Weekend at Bernie's. Moving like Bernie.
God damn.
What other movies could we make dances based on?
Oh, put on the spot, Kyle. Damn it.
Ghost. I mentioned the movie Ghost earlier. You could have a dance that basically involves you walking up behind another person and pretending to make a pot in front of them.
I love it.
Yeah.
Arrested.
Working that pedal, because you got to push the pedal to keep the wheel moving.
Well, wasn't there another Patrick Swayze movie that's all about dancing? Maniac? Whatever it's called.
Dancing Maniac?
What is that called? Maniac.
Not a Patrick Swayze
God
movie.
Damn it.
That's Flashdance.
Oh, Kevin Bacon. Same
You're thinking of Footloose.
Oh, God
Jesus
damn
it. Christ,
isn't
guys.
That that song from? I'm too
the
young
song
to be...
you're talking about, Mike, is from Flashdance.
Okay.
And the movie Orion's talking about is Footloose.
I am too young
and
to
the movie with Patrick Swayze in it is Dirty Dancing.
Shouldn't even open my mouth.
What have you done?
It's a good thing I'm here. Because this conversation would have gone to space.
You know, right?
Yeah. You remember that movie with Patrick Swayze where he's wearing the leg warmers and he's spraying himself down with a gas hose at a gas station?
Tremors,
no, that was
man.
Chris Farley.
They had a cop car, I swear.
He was kicking ass.
He's a maniac. Maniac on the floor.
Roadhouse, right?
Yeah. No, that was Coneheads. Tu Wong Fu.
Oh, God.
You ever see that movie?
No.
Now, that's a movie. Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar. That's the one where Patrick Swayze, Wesley Snipes, and... John Leguizamo.
Did you need to get a fucking life?
They're
That's
all
pathetic.
They're cross dressers. They're cross dressers, and they somehow stumble into this like little hillbilly town and pretend to be women, and they supposedly have everyone fooled. But then
they have everyone fooled.
Yeah, I know. And then somehow there's like some evil sheriff or something that comes to arrest them. They must have committed a crime or something. I don't know.
Sure. Yeah.
But everyone in this weird backwards ass hillbilly town has come to love them, and they like stand up for them at the end.
They
and
embrace.
They, like the sheriff rolls into town and he's like, "Where are the trannies at? You know? Show me where the transvestites are at." And then all the all the townsfolk who are not trannies come out and be like, I'm a tranny. You know, like they're all backing him up. I'm a tranny. And so he can't arrest them because they're all the trannies.
Oh, my heart is melting.
Mm-hmm. It's a good movie.
What's that called again?
Tu Wong Fu.
I gotta see that.
Thanks for everything, Julie Newmar.
Jesus, how did I miss that?
How did you guys miss half the shit you missed? I mean, Mike has an excuse. He's 5 years old. But
yeah, I know.
Five and a half.
I know.
You're only a month younger than me. Not even.
Yeah, not even.
Son of a bitch.
I'm sorry.
So what else has to do with Halloween? Motherfuck. Were there any other 80s movies that should have dances based on them?
I can only name a couple 80s movies.
Gremlins. Yeah, Gremlins. The dance would be you get yourself wet and then you divide. into several of you. And then you eat after midnight and transform into a gremlin.
Oh, man. I'm trying to think, Kyle. Give me a second.
Oh, you want to see a really scary monkey?
I guess,
this is cool. These are these brand new monkeys. Nobody's ever seen this species of monkey before. They're called snub-nosed.
Oh, they look like monkeys. Michael Jackson.
Their faces look like skeletons.
It does look
like... They don't have noses. And they sneeze in the rain.
Oh, sorry.
Because they don't have noses, like they just have holes where their nose should be. They look like their faces look like skulls.
Their eyes are so black. When like it pedophiles. Rains,
when it rains, the rain gets right into their nose and they sneeze. So they are known as the sneezing monkeys of Myanmar.
Ooh.
They seriously look like they're like the first 2 inches of their face got like chopped off and that's like underneath.
Yeah. And it's all pink too. It looks like if you skinned the face of a monkey, like you just cut right around the edges of the face and then peeled all the flesh off. So it's just monkey fur and a skull face.
And those are newly discovered, you said?
Newly discovered.
Evolution fail.
A new species of snub-nosed monkey has been discovered living in the forests of northern Burma.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Oh, man, everything I've
is
got...
Is there a nuclear power plant nearby? Jesus.
In Burma? I doubt it. What else do I have?
God.
You want to talk about gays?
Yeah.
Sure.
Let's start with Mike.
Oh!
You guys, I'm right here.
Oh, I tried to slide that in, you know, smoothly.
Oh, that sounds pretty
good. Arkansas school board member Clint McCants believes queers and fags should kill themselves. That is, if they don't get AIDS and die first. While schools across the country are taking action against bullying and suicide, a board member of an Arkansas school district is using his Facebook page to encourage queers and fags to kill themselves. Clint McCants is a board member in the Midland School District in northern Arkansas, responding to a call to wear purple last Wednesday to support LGBT youth, which is an acronym I don't care for. It stands for lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, gendered.
Yeah.
Old LGBT, it sounds like a gross sandwich. last Wednesday to support LGBT youth, McCants wrote the following message on his Facebook page. Seriously, they want me to wear purple because five queers killed themselves? The only way I'm wearing it for them is if they all commit suicide. I can't believe the people of this world have gotten this stupid. We are honoring the fact that they sinned and killed themselves because of their sin. Really, people? And his profile picture is him holding up a fish. Which is funny to me. I don't know if that's... apparently, that's funny to Orion. But it's especially funny to me. Initially, six people liked McCants' message. This is funny. It's news now that people are clicking the little like link underneath people's Facebook statuses. Initially, six people liked McCants' message. He also received supportive comments, though some challenged his statement.
Ooh.
A commenter wrote, "Because hatred is always right." Yeah, that's a big challenge. Okay. That led McCants to write, "No, because being a fag doesn't give you the right to ruin the rest of our lives." If you get easily offended by being called a fag, then don't tell anyone you're a fag. Keep that shit to yourself. I don't care how people decide to live their lives. They don't bother me if they keep it to themselves. He keeps saying their selves. It pisses me off, though, that we make a special purple fag day for them. I like that fags can't procreate. I also enjoy the fact that they often give each other AIDS and die.
Jesus.
If you aren't against it, you might as well be for it.
Strong words.
It sounds like something Kyle would post if he was like blacked out.
Maybe, but I'd be joking. You know? Yeah. Like this is insane.
Oh man.
It's
how is he still on the school district or whatever he's on the school board?
That's exactly.
Yeah.
The beliefs themselves are insane. But what's more insane is that he doesn't have a filter. You know, he's on the school board.
Yeah.
He should, at the very least, just say nothing. Right. You know, just keep I'm not going to comment. I'm not going to comment. I'm not going to wear purple, but I'm not going to comment.
Yeah.
You know, that would be the smart thing to do. Even if deep down inside you're like, fucking faggots, I can't fucking take this fucking fag day. Everybody's wearing purple. You might as well just fucking go out and suck a dick yourself, boy. Wearing purple on fag day. Purple! Just keep it in your own fucking head, you know? Just to save yourself. But... this is insane. Like, is all of Arkansas, is that where, Arkansas, is most of Arkansas like this, and that's why he thinks it's okay?
They're rooting for him, yeah.
Yeah! Took the words right out of my mouth.
Fucking fag day, you're with me, right, everybody? And, like, most of everybody is like, yeah, I'm
good. Yeah.
Yeah. The Arkansas state flag says no fags allowed. Like, what else does he say? He was again challenged on his statements and his Christianity. Well, that's an interesting approach. One commenter wrote, and this is in all caps because people on Facebook are smart.
Yeah.
You need to stop and think for a sec, great, you big Christian man. So keep all your thoughts to yourself. You don't want people talking about your family, so don't talk about others. Way to fight the good fight there, Facebooker.
Oh, man.
You didn't say anything, really. Hey, you stop and think for a sec. Well, he already did that. Keep all your thoughts to yourself. Okay. Then he responded with, I would disown my kids if they were gay.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
They will not be welcome at my home or in my vicinity. I won't even welcome them a little bit near me. I'm going to set bear traps around my house. If they come anywhere near me, they're losing a leg.
Granted, that's very Christian of him.
Yeah, well, I will absolutely run them off. Of course, my kids will know better. My kids will have solid Christian beliefs. See, it infects everyone. Well, he just kind of contradicted himself there at the end. He says, my kids will know better. My kids ain't going to be no faggots. They know better because I've instilled them with solid Christian beliefs. Mm-hmm. Then he says, it infects everyone, including your kids. That's like part of everyone. You know that, right?
Yeah.
It's not clear if McCants has taken down the thread since his Facebook page is private. The messages were made available to The Advocate, which is where this is coming from. Via a forwarded screen capture, the superintendent of the Midland School District was unavailable and a phone call to the principal of the Midland High School was not returned. There was no response to emails to the superintendent and to the secretary of the Midland School Board. That's pretty much the whole story. Just this fucking guy's an idiot.
I was hoping he had a YouTube channel.
Yeah.
Where I talk about the gay wads. Purple!
Mike, how do you feel about gay wads?
There's too many of them. I'm on this guy's side.
You're on this guy's side.
Too many fucking fags.
You seemed
here.
A little quiet. I thought maybe.
Well, I can at least understand how he feels, but I would never display.
So you don't like the gays?
No, that's not necessarily true, but I understand why he feels that way.
I hear what you're saying. You hate fags.
Yep. I want to kill them all, too.
If there were fewer, I wouldn't have to work as hard.
Do they make you uncomfortable? Are you like, hey, I don't care what you do behind closed doors, but I don't want to ever see your face.
Being in this room with you fags is pretty... I'm on edge right now.
I've sucked a number of dicks this evening.
A number. Probably a high number, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I don't suck and tell.
Like a good fag.
Right.
But no...
Hey, I may be a fag, but I ain't no slut.
I know a lot of people don't like gay people, but at least be smart about it. I don't know why.
At least be smart about hating gays.
Yeah, how stupid you are by just, I don't know.
Keep your mouth shut.
I guess it's maybe a little bit too much to ask. You know, if you're going to be a bigot, at least be a smart bigot.
Yeah.
That kind of contradicts itself. Well,
yeah, maybe it is. Maybe it's not. I don't know.
Maybe it is. Maybe it's not. You know a lot of smart bigots?
I know there's a lot of smart people that have ancestry way of thinking.
ancestry way of thinking?
Like, yeah, that don't like gay people but are still smart people. You know what I mean? Or no?
Name one.
My pops, my dad.
Your dad's an idiot. I hate him. Does he have a Facebook profile picture of him holding a fish?
No, he doesn't have a Facebook.
Nah, my dad's not exactly a fan of gays either, I don't think.
Same with
And that's what
dad.
I'm saying. Like, he's not, like, older generations.
Although, I'm not a fan
I
either.
Think I know what Mike's trying to say. He's being true to himself. He's not hiding,
but you don't,
holding anything back.
You don't need to, just like the same way I wouldn't say gay people need a, like, you know, every status they would make on Facebook is about being gay. I don't know what you're trying to do.
Hey, every status update I make on Facebook is about pussy.
And that's why you're a bro.
Yeah.
If I were gay, I'd post several events that would require, I'd beg everybody I know to partake in every little day, like purple day, wear purple day, you know.
Yeah.
That's what I do. Like,
if you were gay, you would plan,
help me out, guys.
You would plan events.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd be right. Like you.
So you would be a part of the parade.
I'd be like, you wear purple or you're not my friend.
Pretty much.
On Thursday.
The one thing I find kind of annoying about gay people, and certainly not all of them.
I've brought it out.
But the one thing I find kind of annoying about gay people is when they allow that to be the defining aspect of their character.
Yeah, I feel like that's a lot.
I'm gay. Hello. Yeah,
very loud, very flamboyant.
I'm straight, and I don't actually talk about it that much, except when Orion brings up hate.
I feel like the same people
things.
That are like, I'm gay, are the same people that are the people like, I hate gays. You know what I mean? Like, they're in the same.
Extremists.
Yeah.
And extremists. The thing is, like,
Muslim extremists.
Extremely gay.
Flamboyantly gay people don't bother me. The flamboyance doesn't bother me. What bothers me is that they feel like that is a part of being gay.
Yeah.
When it isn't. I mean,
it's completely self-created. Yeah. It's
yeah,
nothing to do with being
like,
gay.
It's almost like, I have no idea the truthfulness about this, but it's almost like back in the day, they had to create like a code for themselves so they could recognize each other. So they came up with this personality, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, that guy's a little bit weird, but the other weird guys knew that meant he was gay.
Yeah.
So that's how they could identify each other and pair off.
Something like that.
Winky,
like,
winky.
Hey there, guys.
Bright colors.
Sailors. Yeah. And everybody else just thought I talked funny.
Yeah.
But really, this means I like cocks. So, I don't know. But that's the only thing. Like, I don't understand why anybody would care. Like, the only thing I can think of that makes any sense is if you're religious. Yeah. And this guy is.
Oh, yeah.
And that guy doesn't like to wear purple, apparently.
That's another weird thing. Like, that, it's not like that's in the Bible. Like, don't wear purple unless you're a fag. Yeah. Like, there are people who seriously, like, if you bought a salmon shirt for them, not only would they not wear it, it's one thing to not wear it. Like, that's not my style. But they would be offended. Like,
yeah.
I ain't wearing no pink faggot shit. Why you give me this faggot shit? It's a color. Calm down. Relax. Jesus Christ. It's dye on fabric. You're not going to catch the gay.
And those are the ignorant.
That's insane.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know where that comes from. I mean, I guess I know where it comes from. Like, it's passed down from... But where did it come from originally? At what point was somebody like... No. That is for ladies and queers.
Oh, man.
When did that decision happen?
I don't know.
Good stuff.
Oh, we need more spooky stuff.
I need to take a piss. Let's take a break.
All right. I guess we're taking a break. I'll throw a promo or something in here.
Thanks, guys.
Now, I'm sure that most of you have used a dial telephone before.
So what are you waiting for, retard?
Hey, I am not retarded.
Get involved. Speak your mind. We do.
If I talk to you and you turn me into a fag, I'm going to kill you. You understand?
Call 616-328-5581.
All right, I'm going to do it.
And we are back from our little break that we had to take for Orion to take a pee. And everyone to pee. I think we all peed
same
during
time,
the break.
We all peed.
Everybody pees, just like those children's books tell you. I'm actually kind of drunk now. I've had a little bit of vodka.
It's about time.
It's about time. I think I mentioned this before, but I'm drinking it out of a prescription pill bottle.
Like a crazy?
Like a crazy man. Like a crazy man.
What's your prescription?
There's actually no label on it, so I don't even know. Jeez. Vodka, apparently.
I prescribe vodka.
Whoa. Hey, that sounds good.
Okay, Doc, whatever you say. I'm gonna get drunk.
On with the show.
So I thought of something spooky we could do, and yeah. I talked to you guys about it, and you both seemed very hesitant.
I wonder why.
I think it's the spookiest segment we've ever done.
Yeah.
It is called True Stories.
True Stories.
True Stories.
And you both seem like you think it's a bad idea, and yet I'm going to do it anyway.
All right.
And I'm going to make you do it. So, because I run shit. Have I mentioned that I run shit?
I've been told, but mm-hmm. I
run shit.
I read it in a book somewhere.
If it weren't for me, there'd be no shit. It would be walking shit at best, because I run it.
Ooh.
See?
Play see, on, I caught that.
You Mike. See the play on words
I,
there?
I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
And Mike's never heard
that
of
ran
the
right
word.
By his head.
Mike's never heard the word walk before, because you guys have never heard of anything before. That's okay. All right. True Stories. You know how True Stories works, right, Mike?
Nope, I don't know anything.
You Please fucking to listen me. To the show, but I got to explain it to the listeners anyway, just in case somebody new is listening. True Stories is a thing that we do where we play some... We play some background music, and then we tell a story. And that's pretty much the gist of it. There's a specific time limit based on the length of the music, and that's really the idea. Yeah. There's music, and you have to try to finish your story before the music is over. So,
take it away,
shall
Kyle.
I go first?
It's like a game show. It's
take
so,
it away.
It's so fun.
It's improvised, so bear with me, because I am a bit on the drunk side.
Just making excuses already.
You know what I'm going to do for you?
Yeah.
I'm going to give me the gayer of the two tunes. I'm going to start with the Snorks theme. That one. Okay, here we go.
Like
you ready?
That one's very tropical.
Okay. True stories! Oh, it's too quiet. So the other day, I was out in the woods. I was looking for truffles, like pigs do. And I dug up some truffles from under the ground, and there was a worm, and the worm said, "Whoa, what are you doing? These are my truffles." And I was like, "Dude, worms can't talk." And he was like, "I know, you're dead. This is heaven."
Okay.
Weird, right? Worms can talk in heaven.
How are you supposed to top that?
Oh, man.
This is how the game is played. I don't know how well that picked up, because I had it turned way down from when I was playing the spooky music for that video.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that was loud enough. But that's the idea. Who wants to go next?
Mike.
Orion.
Mike.
Whatever.
Come I'll on, give man. You the cool music.
Cool.
The dramatic music?
Because I trade them off, you know?
Yeah.
So whoever goes next gets the cool music. Whoever goes after whoever goes next gets the gay music again.
It don't matter to me, baby.
Mike, please do
I ain't
it.
No pussy. I ain't no pussy. Let's go.
Somebody tell me.
Mike.
Mike's going. Okay. Mike, you ready for this?
I suppose so.
All right. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. True story time.
True stories. This one time I was in Kyle's room with Kyle. He didn't know I was in his room, but I was in his room. And he was sleeping on the floor like a fucking bum. I tried to give him a blanket, but he kneed me in the balls and said, "I need your blankets!"
Is that the whole story?
That was the whole story.
That's good. That's a callback to previous shows when I've mentioned that I sleep on the floor like a bum. That's good. So now it's Orion's turn.
Oh, I got to get the gay music.
And now you get the gay music because we go back and forth.
That's what I get for being third.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay,
shit.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1, blast off.
True stories. So I was at work and I ran into this 80-year-old guy that was gay, and he had this oxygen tank, and he was like, "Where's the Charmin to go?" And I said, "Not in my department, bitch." And he's like, "Oh yeah, I don't believe you." And I said, "You don't know gay sex until I fuck you in the ass."
Orion always runs out of time.
Always.
That's it. Oh yeah.
"You don't know gay sex till I fuck you in the ass."
Oh, God. I didn't really mean that. But anyway.
Oh, whatever. That was a true story.
That was the most true story ever.
That was so true.
We can't let that be the end of True Story. It can't be. I'm going to go again.
Please.
And that means this time I get the cool music.
Yeah.
All right. You ready?
Ready.
True Stories, motherfucker! All right. So did you know that Bigfoot is real? It is true. Bigfoot is real. I was in the woods, like most of my stories, and I met Bigfoot. And I was like, Bigfoot, what's going on? And he was like, you want to come to my treehouse? And I was like, okay. And I went to his treehouse, and he was like, you want to play Parcheesi? And I was like, okay. And we played Parcheesi, and he was like, you fucking beat me, you asshole! That's a two-parter.
That was great.
That was just, that was a to be continued.
Oh, I see, I see.
Good so who stuff. Wants to go
no,
next?
No, that one was good.
Mike.
Mike gets the gay music this time.
Oh, what the fuck?
All right. I got to start talking into the fucking mic. I get drunk and then I forget about the microphone. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
3-2-1 Contact was a show I watched when I was a child.
True stories. So, driving home from work the other day, pulling up to a stop sign, a goddamn midget right in the middle of the road. Right in the middle of the road. So I said, what the fuck are you doing in the middle of the road, damn midget? And he's like, well, I'm the stop sign. And I'm like, I don't get it. There's a stop sign right there. And so he flicked me off and he ran away. And that was the whole story.
Your stories, or you have the exact opposite problem.
They're too short.
Orion always runs out of time.
I'm worried I'm going too long on time and I stop him. And then it's like, I got 20 seconds to go.
Never.
That's nice. I like the inclusion of, and that's it. That's the whole story.
You'd think there'd be more, but that midget fucking.
But that fucking midget, he's very concise. He says what he means, and he means what he says. All right, Orion, all right, so you ready for this?
Oh, I'm not ready, but go!
Okay.
True stories.
So I was talking to this chick, and I got the feeling that she was kind of into me, so I was trying to suggest, you know, that we should go out sometime, but she was like, no, I don't want to do that, so I didn't know what to do, so I went to her house and masturbated on her window.
I think that might actually be a true story. That was nice.
That's how Aldi and I met.
Then I went to her house and I masturbated on her window. Okay. Oh,
that was so fucking stupid.
I got to tell the second half of my Bigfoot story.
Yeah, go for it.
So, I think last I said he was beating me at Parcheesi.
No, he said he beat you.
Or no, like, I beat him.
No,
beat him.
You beat him. Yeah. He's like, God damn it.
True motherfucking stories, bitch! So right after I beat Bigfoot at Parcheesi, he got really mad. He's a really spoiled sport, you know. He's a sore loser, and he kicked me out of his treehouse. And so I went to the store and I bought some lube and I jerked off on the window of Orion's car. Weird coincidence. So should we keep going? You guys don't like this as much as I do.
I think we've exhausted the true story.
Have we?
Yes.
Have we? Is there anything else we should do? Because we could call this quits here, but I'm having fun. Is there anything else we should do in this episode?
Let's sing. I don't know.
Yeah. No, yeah, that's at least a good way to close it out. If we're going to end this, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah?
We're going to do some karaoke.
Oh, man.
Some three-person karaoke.
Karaoke.
To a little song karaoke. I like to call the Ghostbusters theme by a little man I like to call Ray Parker Jr.
He's so tiny.
He's very small. Nobody can see what I'm doing, but I'm making little tiny hand gestures. Now I gotta find that real quick. Oh, there it is.
Oh, man.
Okay, here we go. We're gonna do some karaoke. Do, 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 do. Can you see it?
Yep, good.
Oh, shit.
This might be too loud. We'll find out. Ghostbusters in the style of Ray Parker Jr. I turned it down a little bit.
If there's something strange in your neighborhood, who are you gonna
gonna call Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
If there's something weird and it don't look good,
no good,
who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Four bar break.
Kyle.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
Four bar break again.
Stop it, Kyle. You're not supposed to read that.
If you're seeing things running through your head, who are you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
An invisible man sleeping in your bed.
Ow!
Who are you gonna call? Ghostbusters.
Four bar break.
Stop it, Kyle.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. I ain't afraid of no ghost. Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
If y'all alone, pick up the phone and call
Ghostbusters.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
I hear it likes the girls.
I didn't know that part.
I ain't afraid of no ghosts.
Yeah.
Who you gonna call?
Ghostbusters.
Oh,
we had a ghost.
A freaky ghost,
baby.
You better go.
That was horrible.
Ow. Sick bar break.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Did you get the deluxe version of the song that no one's heard?
Yes. Oh, here we go. Let me tell you something.
Let me tell you something. Busting makes me feel good.
I ain't afraid of no ghost. Yeah.
Oh.
I ain't afraid of no ghost.
don't get caught alone.
No.
Ghostbusters.
When it comes to your door, unless you just want some more, I think you better call.
Ow.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
I can't hear you, motherfucker. I think you better call.
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters!
Written by Ray Parker Erskine Jr.
Great guy.
What a gentleman.
That was a song and a half.
There was a lot of that I did not know.
I hope that came through okay.
That's just going to be a big...
Is that the last thing we're doing? I guess that's the last thing we're doing, right? So we should close out the show the normal way now, I guess?
That should do it.
So, as usual, you can email me at kyle@ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or email me at... No, never mind.
I was going to say, not Mike.
You can email Mike at mike@pedophilia.com.
That's my old tag. That's not me anymore.
I shower with my dad.com.
Dadshowers.com.
Or Orion at ijusthadaterriblethought.com.
Or Orion at dadshowers.com.
Or that too, yeah.
I completely lost my train of thought. Voicemail, you can leave us a voicemail at 616-328-5581.
It's not quite right, Cal, but...
What'd I say?
Too many fives.
Did I say 616-328-5581? What did I say the first time?
Like, I don't know, 5-5-5-8-1.
You can leave us a voicemail at 555-5555-81. No, 616-328-5581. I don't know what I said the first
time. That's fine. You said it again. That should do it.
You can also check us out on the forums. I am a little drunk. You can check us out on the forums, which are at ijusthadaterriblethought.com/forum.
Yeah.
No fives. And there's always the Twitter and the Facebook, twitter.com/itchhat and facebook.com/itchhat. And
always. I just want to say thanks for joining us, Mike.
Yeah, no problem, man.
It's been a pleasure.
Oh, and as always, you can send me money. It's still my birthday.
Yeah, donations. That's what I was going to say.
Donations. Yeah. And there are free stickers if you want them. Yeah. Itchhat.com/stickers, I think, still works. There's a free sticker page if you go to the main page anyway. There's a link.
Normally, I close this out, but I'm going to leave that to Mike, special guest.
Mike, what can they do? And I'll clue you in that it involves checking us.
They can check us out at stuff.
Nope.
Oh,
they
fucked it up.
They can check us.
In hockey? Like, knock us over?
Nope. It's not a chess thing either. They can check us.
I'm not going to tell them.
It's followed by like a time frame. Like, when could you check us?
Next week?
Yeah. Okay, now put it all together.
They can check us out on...
Nope. Okay. All right.
Next week on itchhat.com.
It's real simple. It's only a few words. It's you can... It's we will check you.
You're both sucking
next
balls
week.
Okay. Now, put it all together.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Have a happy fucking Halloween, you bastards.
We'll check you next week.
Orion had to do it.
Yeah.
Peace out.
You ruined that. You ruined it.
Yeah, Kyle.
I ruined it. Okay. Mike, get the fuck out of my room.
I live here.
You don't live in my room.
This is my cubicle.
I'm stopping it now. Here comes the music.